Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. We've just celebrated the holidays, and now we're all kind of gearing up for the hardest part of winter. I know here in Maine, where I live, January and February are the coldest months of the year. They bring the most snow. We expect multiple large storms in the coming months. So with winter kind of bearing down on us now, it's time to get ready to prepare for that hard part of the year. And part of that is also getting ready to prepare for our pets having to be outdoors and dealing with the snow and the ice and the cold temperatures. Today, I spoke with Cheryl Nelson, who is the weather and disaster prep advisor for Cummins. And she gave me some great tips on how to keep both indoor and outdoor dogs safe and healthy in the coming winter months.
So I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. And as you know, my passion is preparing families and also their pets for all different types of natural disasters and severe weather. And actually, I knew I wanted to get into weather since I was 9 years old. I always was infatuated with snow, and that really got me excited about meteorology. And so I went to Penn State University, got my degree in meteorology, and I've done weather up and down the East Coast for different TV stations for over a decade. And then through doing weather, I also developed a passion for helping people, for helping families and their pets stay safe. And so I teamed up with Cummins, and I'm their weather and preparedness advisor. And what I do now is I try to get the word out there, different things that people can do to make sure their families are safe. And one of those things, of course, is having a standby generator, because during the winter, we have a lot of winter storms and they can take out power. And certainly we want to make sure that we all stay warm, our pets included, during any kind of power outage.
Absolutely. I live in Maine, so of course we get all types of weather here, but winters especially are the worst for us. We have some pretty severe storms in the winter months, and so when Cummins reached out to me to speak with you, I thought this was great timing. There's so much that people, I think, don't think about in the winter months. You know, we're so busy preparing ourselves, our children, our homes. The pets sort of get left out of that mix, and people just think, you know, oh, as long as the house is warm, they'll be fine. But there's so much more to it than that. Can you talk a little bit about the dangers that winter brings for dogs and their owners?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is the extreme cold weather that you can have. And if you're out there long enough, or if you or your dog is not acclimated to the cold weather, you can easily get frostbite. And you might notice that by seeing some white or bluish skin, especially on the extremities, like the tail and the tips of the ears, and maybe even the paw pads as well. You could see that. Another thing is dry eyes. Humans and animals alike, yes, with the very dry weather, the low humidity, we can get those dry eyes. And so one thing that you have to look out for your dog as well when it comes to that. A big one is dog salt. We all put the ice melt out on our sidewalks and our driveways. And if that gets on the dog's paws, it can really be irritating to them. So you want to make sure you either wipe off their paws as soon as they come in with a wet rag, or you can put some balm, some dog balm for their paws on there to try to protect them when they're outside. Another thing is antifreeze. Oh boy, antifreeze is so bad for pets, and it doesn't take much at all to cause a lot of damage. So in cats, they might like to hide out under cars or vehicles to stay warm. So you got to be careful whenever you start up a car, if it's parked outside, just make sure there's nobody hiding under the hood or under the tires before you start up your vehicle. Rat poison, mouse poison, a lot of those animals like to try to come in the warm houses during the winter, and people put out some of these poisons that sometimes your dog could get into. So again, you just want to watch out for that and don't let your dog roam freely. And then I think the most scary of these is the risk for hypothermia. Because if your pet's out there long enough and that temperature drops below 100 to 102.5, depending on the pet and the specific normal temperature, they can start to get weakness and shivering. Even they can get heart failure, trouble breathing, a coma. And if they're out there long enough, hypothermia can also lead to death. So there's a lot of different issues and dangers that are out there for all kinds of pets and dogs in the winter.
Yeah, some of those are so important, but they're things that I think a lot of pet owners don't think about, you know, the rat poison, the antifreeze, the things that are only in the wintertime that can really affect your dog. So those are great tips. Thank you so much. And you talked a little bit about, you know, having your dog out in the cold and hypothermia setting in. How cold is too cold for a dog to be left outside for a long period of time?
So, you know, it really depends on a lot of different factors. It depends on the size of the dog, the breed of the dog, how acclimated the dog is to the cold. So, for example, if you took a husky who lives in Florida and put the husky outside in Maine in a snowstorm, even though the dog's a husky, probably wouldn't do that well in the cold weather because the dog's not acclimated to it. So, like I said, it really depends on those factors. But as a general rule, once the temperature starts to dip below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, that's when you really got to start watching out for the smaller dogs or the dogs who are not acclimated to the cold weather, or even the dogs who are elderly or puppies or sick dogs. Once you get below 40, you really got to watch out for them. However, the dogs who are acclimated to it, I mean, really, it's okay for as long as they look like they're okay. So that's really up to the owner to keep an eye out on them. And of course, I'd recommend that dogs be inside, but I know for people it's not always possible. So just get to know your dog and get to know those signs. If you see them shivering or they're having some trouble breathing, you really don't want to leave them out in conditions like that.
And like you said, you know, for some people it's not possible maybe during the day or, being here in Maine, a lot of people have husky teams for sled dogs. They might have hunting dogs that they leave outside all year long. Do you have any specific tips for owners who do keep their pets outside in the winter months?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those things you mentioned too, if they're outside all year long, you also have to protect them from wet weather conditions and wind, because that's one thing that even if the temperature isn't that low, if they get wet and then there's wind, that can really exacerbate the condition there. So those dogs who are outside, make sure they have access to clean bedding. So some bedding maybe with some straw, something that's not going to freeze. Hopefully in a shelter, like some kind of a dog house with some kind of a flap in front of it so that wind doesn't get in there, but make sure they can still breathe as well. Try to keep them as warm as possible, and also make sure they have access to clean, unfrozen water, because they have to make sure that they stay hydrated. So even if you have to go out there and break that ice a few times a day, just make sure they have access to the water. Speaking of ice, so many animals like to run around, and you want to make sure if a lake freezes over, they're not running out on thin ice and end up falling into the lake. That happens so many times in the winter, and there are things that we can do to prevent that. Another thing, don't allow your pets to roam freely, because that's one of those ways they can run onto those frozen lakes that aren't so frozen. And you might want to increase their food rations, too. If they're outside spending a lot of time in the cold weather, they might need to have more food to keep themselves going and keep their energy up.
That's an excellent point. Certainly, they're burning more calories in the winter months than they would be sometimes in the summer, just trying to keep their bodies warm. So that's important. Do you have any general tips for owners who don't keep their dog outside all winter, but obviously, you know, even an indoor pet has to go outside at some point?
Yeah, and so one of the things you may not think of is, you know how some dogs have that fur or that foot fuzz in between each of their little toes?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you trim that. Yeah, because if they're outside and they get some snow or ice on that, that can actually freeze. And it doesn't feel too good to have chunks of ice in between their toes. So trim that foot fuzz, that's one thing you can do. Clean their feet, as I said, put some of that balm on their paws if they go outside. And make sure when they come in that you wipe them off with a warm, wet rag. That way their paws are nice and clean, because they might be licking them afterwards and you don't want them to lick any of the rock salt or anything that might be on. Limit the outdoor time. I know you want to make sure that they go outside and they run around, but just make sure that they're not out there longer than what they can handle. Some other things to keep in mind, puppies as well, or if they're elderly animals, just watch them, keep them inside if possible. And for the pets inside, you might want to block off the heat sources. If you have a wood-burning stove or a fireplace, sometimes the animals might want to jump on top of that stove or curl up right in front of the fireplace, and they may not realize that they're burning their skin because it feels so good, but then you notice, oh my gosh, how they get this burn, and it's from sitting right there.
Yeah, that's important to point out. We actually, I was born and raised in Maine, so we're used to the harsh winters, and we have lots of friends and family who burn wood, and I know of one cat who jumped on top of the wood stove and burned their paws pretty severely, and then we know a dog who, the dog curled up, like you said, really close to the wood stove, and it actually singed their hair and ended up burning their skin a little bit before the owner realized. Once they smelled the hair, they thought, oh my gosh, I think she's too close to the wood stove. And the dog hadn't even realized it by the time the owner did.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, see, it's so scary because you think they're so cute when they're sitting by the fireplace, and then you don't realize the danger that comes with that.
It is so, so dangerous. So that's an important one I think that people need to be aware of for sure. Are there any products, any specific products, either brands or just products in general, that you recommend for wintertime?
Yeah, so one thing, and I mentioned this earlier, is I think you have to be prepared for different types of power outages. We all get the winter storms. If we have trees or power lines that come down from snow, ice, or wind, if you can, think about getting a common quiet connection standby generator. That's wonderful because it gives you peace of mind, and it turns on the moment power goes off, and it stays on for the duration of your power outage. So you don't have to worry about losing heat, electricity, lights, or any of that. You're going to have that throughout the duration of the storm. You also want to have a disaster preparedness kit for yourself and also for your pet. So this includes the basic necessities. You want their food, water, collar, leash, identification as well, vet records, also a carrier if the dog goes in a carrier, a picture of you and your pet together to prove ownership if you're ever separated. Those are some of the basics that you want to have. Also some toys for your dog as well. Other things, how about some artificial tears? As I mentioned, the dogs can get dry eyes, so talk to your veterinarian about things like that if that's the problem. Some of those dog booties, I know some dogs like to wear to keep their feet warm. The paw balm is another good one. And also talk to your veterinarian, too. If your dog has dry skin, a good moisturizer might be good for them, or even a moisturizing shampoo.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you so much for those tips. And do you have tips for pet owners who are trying to keep their dog active? You had touched on that just briefly, you know, that we want our pets to be active and have that time to run around outside. But, you know, sometimes the temperatures just don't allow for that, or, you know, we don't have access to as big of a space if there's snow in your area, things like that. How can we keep our dogs active in the winter months?
Great question. One thing that I like to do with my pets are food motivated, and I'm sure many pets are food motivated.
So ours definitely are.
Something, yeah, like a treat or a dog bone, and throw it and kind of play fetch. And just, you can do that in the house, you know, whatever your largest room is, and just do that over and over and over, and that'll probably keep them going for quite some time. You can also get some of those toys that have the treats inside, but they have to kind of figure out how to get the treat out. So it's not only physical, but mental stimulation as well, which is great for the dog. Other things, running up and down the stairs, as long as they're careful, of course. And then I've even heard of some people having their dogs and putting them on a treadmill supervised. Now, I've never actually tried this myself, but for some people, I hear, as long as you do it correctly and safely, that can work.
We actually know a family who they have a treadmill that's actually, it was made for dogs, and they started out, they had a senior pet that had really bad arthritis, and they had worked with a holistic veterinarian who had talked about exercise, you know, being good, just some light walking would be good for the dog's hips and joints. And the problem was, here in Maine, you know, there's sometimes we have feet and feet of snow, so it's really hard. An older senior pet with arthritis, like you mentioned, it's not always the greatest for them to be out in the cold or out on the ice. So their vet recommended the treadmill. They have it. That was years ago. Their dog has since passed away, and they have a new dog now, and he walks on it all winter long and loves it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like people that the dogs can get exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. Big thank you to Cheryl. I really appreciate her coming on and sharing those tips with us. Very important information that you need to know to keep your pets safe this winter and throughout the year in some colder climates. So keep those things in mind. If you have any questions, feel free to jump on our website, which is theoryofpets.com. Cheryl has her own website, which is cherylnelson.net, as well as the Cummins website. And all of those are actually linked below this podcast. So if you want to jump on there and send an email or contact either of us, if you have any additional questions, we'd be happy to help you out with that. Also, on Theory of Pets, if you could just take a second to leave us an iTunes review, that would be really great. When I reach out to experts like Cheryl, it really helps when I can show that you guys are out there and you're listening and you're loving it and you want to hear more information. So if you could just take a quick second to leave a review, that would be great. I appreciate you guys tuning in today, and I will be back with another hot topic very soon.